This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't look now, but we've got another rich guy with a super PAC to tell you about. The mayor of New York City, Mike Bloomberg, said he's going to take as much as $15 million from his personal fortune, which is much larger than that, and use it to support moderate candidates in House and Senate races. It's by no means the first time the mayor has used his wealth to influence politics and policy far beyond New York City. Dan Bobkoff has more now on the Bloomberg economy.
There are many things Mayor Bloomberg doesn't like. Guns, smoking, and big sodas, to name just a few. As mayor, he's worked to reduce all three, but he's clearly not content just to change things here. Kenneth Sherrill is a political science professor at Hunter College.
He puts his money where his mouth is, and he uses his money to make sure that his mouth gets heard wherever he wants.
Forbes magazine says Bloomberg's net worth is a cool $25 billion. Sherrill says combine that with the bully pulpit of leading the nation's biggest city, and you have some outsized influence.
He's used his power as mayor to multiply the power of his wealth in politics.
Take tobacco. After implementing smoking bans in restaurants in New York, the philanthropy he founded poured $375 million into similar efforts beyond the city. Those dollars went to organizations like the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Matthew Myers is its president, and he says the mayor's power can be seen as far away as Turkey, which banned smoking in many indoor places.
Turkey acted only after looking at the experience in New York City and with financial support from Bloomberg Philanthropy.
Which is why Sherrill of Hunter College asks,
would you think of somebody else who's combined those two things in this way?
And with his new super PAC, Mayor Bloomberg is banking he can have the same influence in this election season. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.